It's the 27th annual National Veterans Wheelchair Games. Of those taking part, many are veterans of the Vietnam War or Vietnam War era, but about 25 have served in Iraq or Afghanistan. Milwaukee resident Alan Lewis was injured by a landmine in 2003 when he was serving in the Army in Iraq and lost his legs below the knees. Lewis says he's entered the games to keep his competitive edge.
And go out and, you know, play full contact football or basketball. So this is a way for me to be adaptive. You know, I mean, I never thought of once being in a wheelchair and having to play adaptive sports. But, you know, that's the before and after. You know, this is the after. This is my life now, and this is how I have to adjust to it. And, you know, to continue to be competitive and still have that fire inside of me and keep burning it.
Some of the other military veterans taking part in the games were injured in the U.S. More than 15 years ago, Harold Hack of Whitewater fell off a bridge and became paralyzed from the waist down. He says he likes the competition and tries new sports every year. Hack also says he's in it for the friendships.
I know 100 of them personally by name that I could call up on the phone if I needed to from a different state. They would come and help me move. They would help me with money situations if I need them. So they're like, just like they were when I was in the service. They're comrades still.
Hack says it's sad to see newly disabled vets, but he says people who are not in wheelchairs should respect the abilities of those who do use the chairs to compete. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.